Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 13th day of Iyar, Tov Shin Pei Beis. Masechta Shviz, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Avonim Sheziazoton Hamacharesha, stones that have been moved by the plow. Or, as the Rav explains, even if it hasn't moved it, but it's about to move it. Oishahoyim Mechusos V'Nisgal, or if you have stones that were covered and then uncovered. Im yesh bahem shtaim shel masoi shnaim shnaim, if the stones, these stones, at least there's two of them, which require two people to carry, which means that they're really building material, hara'elu yinotelo, then they're allowed to be taken. Not only are they allowed to be taken, but they, but we say that all the other stones can be taken as well, because of them. Hamasakel, if a person is removing stones from his field, and he's taking out the stones from the field, notlos al yonis, he can only take the upper stones, or manechas sandagaspart, but he must leave those which are touching the ground. Why? Because in such a situation, it doesn't look like he's masakin the sod, it doesn't look like he's fixing the field. The very fact that he's leaving the stones touching the ground. V'chein gargar shel tsereres, if you have gargar means a pile of stones, of rubble, of pebbles, a gal shel avonim, or a pile of stones, notlas al yonis, he can take the upper stones, v'nechas al nogas parts, but he must leave the pebbles or the stones that are touching the ground. Again, so it shouldn't be seen as if he's preparing his field for sowing. If, however, there is rock or oikash or straw underneath these stones, then you can take all of them. Because since the place underneath those stones is not fit for sowing anyway, then there's no one will suspect that he's removing the stones for the purpose of fixing his field. Mishnah Ches. Ein boinin madregas al piha ge oyos. One is not allowed to build the steps along the face or the wall of the of a pit. This is a pit where they draw water from. Erev Shviz, on the eve of the Shemitah year, in the sixth year, Misha Poshko HaKshamim, once the rain has stopped. Why is that? Now, the Rav explains that we're talking about steps that are on the that are leading down into these pit where water is collected. In order, they made steps usually so people will not slip as they're going down to get the water that has been gathered in the bottom of those pits. And in those gumois, if you are making steps, you're not allowed to make those steps in Erev Shviz because it looks like you're fixing up the area, you're fixing the steps in order to water your fields in the Shemitah year, which cannot be done. However, Misha Posko Hakshamim, Erev Shviz, Aval Boinehu Bashviz, Misha Posko Hakshamim. But one is allowed to build steps in the Shemitah year itself, after the rains have finished, Mipneshu Masakl Matzoy Shviz, because that's clearly done for Matzoy Shviz. It's done, he's doing preparing the ground for the year after Shemitah, and that's okay. The Mishnah Roshona asks, on the Rav here, the Rav says that to take water to feel it looks like he's going to give his fields water in the Shemitah year. Tzorchin, he asks, a bit strange, because the Rav himself says that you're allowed to water your fields in the Shemitah year. So what's wrong with making steps? People might think you got to water the Shemitah. You're allowed to water the Shemitah year. Mishnah Roshona answers by saying that when the Rav said earlier on that one is mutter in Shemitah to water, that's when it's being done for the purpose of Motzei Shviz. So yes, he's irrigating the fields of Motzei in Shemitah here, but for the purpose of Motzei Shviz. However, what our Mishnah is getting at is you cannot irrigate the fields on Shemitah in order to have produce coming out in Shemitah. That you can't do. And that's what our Mishnah is telling us here, that you cannot build steps on the walls or along the walls of these pits because people will, it looks like you're preparing the water for the Shemitah to get the Shemitah, or Erev Shemitah, even Erev Shemitah, you can't do it, in order to get the produce coming out in the Shemitah itself, as the mission itself says, Manisha Masakna Nashbis. Anyway, it's interesting to see the Meforshim grapple with this Rav. Right, says the Mishnah further, even when he builds the steps, or if he's coming to make a dam to stop the water getting out, and he wants to put stones there, he should not do it with mortar. He should not do it with be'ofer. Can't do it with stones that are cemented in with clay and with earth between the stones, because that looks even more like he's preparing to irrigate his fields. Avalosahu chayitz, but he can make it chayitz. Chayitz means he can just make the steps, or he can make the dam to stop the water coming out with stones that are just arranged one top of each other, chayitz, without any cement, without any clay. Kol evan shehu yochel livsha desyada velitla, harzitanato, and any stone that he can, in his field, even a small one, while he's building the fence or the binyan, if he can stretch his hand to get that little stone or those stones that he's doing while he's building, then that's fine. How is it to not? He can take it. Why? Because the fact that he's building a fence shows that the only reason he's taking stones is to build his fence and not to fix his field for sowing purposes.